Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening. Today's topic is the authority of Jesus. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Authority in a Manger, written and read by Meg Booker. Jesus knew that the Father had given him authority over everything, and that he had come from God and would return to God. John chapter 13, verse 3. The Christmas story often begins with the manger scene, Mary's Immaculate Conception, Joseph's message of reassurance from an angel, or the journey Mary made to see her cousin Elizabeth, who was pregnant with John the Baptist at the time. The familiar events of the story of Christ's birth on earth are only a fraction of the majestic coordination of the events leading up to his first human cries on earth. The verse above tells us Jesus knew who he was and what his mission on earth consisted of. He also knew he would return to the Father. God the Father gave God the Son authority over heaven and earth. Authority is defined as the power to determine or settle issue or disputes, the right to control, command, or determine. Jesus has authority. The Apostle Matthew wrote, "Jesus came and told his disciples, 'I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth.'" Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. We don't have the authority to forgive sins, but we are to forgive each other as Christ forgave us. He is the one who has the authority to forgive sin and the power to reconcile what has been divided. It is by his authority we are healed, transformed, and made more like him each day. Born in Bethlehem under humble circumstances, Jesus has the ultimate authority. The Apostle John recorded these words of Jesus: "The Father judges no one. Instead, he has given the Son absolute authority to judge. He has given him authority to judge everyone because he is the Son of Man." John chapter 5, verses 22 and 27. Christmas to some is merely commercial. To many, Jesus was just a good person. But to those whom the truth has been revealed, we know the baby born in Bethlehem came to defeat death itself. The prophet Jeremiah wrote, "But stop using this phrase, prophecy from the Lord, for people are using it to give authority to their own ideas, turning upside down the words of our God, the living God, the Lord of heaven's armies." Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 26. He was addressing people twisting or adding to scripture. Jesus' birth fulfilled prophecy, as did his life on earth. Biblical truths can be historically traced. God doesn't mind our questions. Questions build strong faith. We are to take everything we know and hear and line it up to the truth of God. When Jesus taught the scriptures during his life on earth, he was doing so as the living word of God. That's who he is. The Apostle Mark wrote, "The people were amazed at his teaching, for he taught with real authority, quite unlike the teachers of religious law." Mark chapter 1, verse 22. Faith in Christ Jesus allows his power to flow through our lives. We walk in step with his Holy Spirit from the moment we believe. Through him, we understand what the word is saying, remember it when we need it, and know when and how to apply it to our daily lives. Jesus came willingly to earth as a baby, grew up into his ministry, and laid down his life for us. God is purposeful. Not one note of the truth is accidental. John recorded these words of Jesus. No one can take my life from me. I sacrifice it voluntarily. For I have the authority to lay it down when I want to, and also to take it up again. For this is what my Father has commanded. John chapter 10, verse 18. Intersecting faith and life. By my power, I will make my people strong, and by my authority, they will go wherever they wish. I, the Lord, have spoken. Zechariah chapter 10, verse 12. Christmas is a time to remember Christ Jesus, born on earth to save us. By God's power and authority, Mary became pregnant even though she was a virgin. God's power and authority caused Joseph to trust in the angel's message of reassurance. John the Baptist was born, Jesus' cousin, to two people too old to have children. John and Jesus leapt in their mother's stomachs when Mary and Elizabeth met. By God's authority and power, impossible things become reality. We too get to take part in the Christmas story. As God sent Jesus, Jesus sent his disciples. Matthew chapter 10, verse 1 reads, Jesus called his 12 disciples together and gave them authority to cast out evil spirits and to heal every kind of disease and illness. With the same authority God sent Jesus to earth, he is sending us out into the world to spread the good news of the gospel of Christ Jesus. Paul wrote to the Romans, through Christ, God has given us the privilege and authority as apostles to tell Gentiles everywhere what God has done for them, so that they will believe and obey him, bringing glory to his name. Romans chapter 1, verse 5. Christmas is a time to prepare our hearts for the birth of the Savior of the world, sent for us. Each day, we get to walk in step with him. He is always with us through the power of his Holy Spirit. Let us walk in the authority of the manger. For further reading, John chapter 12, verse 49, John chapter 17, verse 2, Acts chapter 5, verse 29, and 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 27 through 28.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hello, I'm Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we are the host of Life After Addiction podcast. What we believe is that addiction is not a surprise to God.
That's right. We discuss addiction from a biblical worldview and how true freedom comes through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Absolute freedom from addiction, the secular worldview of once an addict, always an addict, is just not true. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, subscribe to Life After Addiction at lifeaudio.com.